With a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their heart. A hit number of 1934. Its composer, Peter DeRose. And who is Peter DeRose? Well, if you know your songwriters, that's an easy one. If you don't, let's tell you. For a start, Peter came up the hard way. Born in the Italian quarter of New York City means that he hailed from the East Side. And as you know, the East Side is not the social side of New York. Furthermore, he had no musical education. Maybe better, he had a natural talent for the piano, and, like another East Sider in Irving, Berlin, picked his tunes out by ear. Always mad on music, Peter finally landed a job with the music house of Schirmer in New York. Now, Schirmer's are one of America's oldest established music publishers, but their specialty is better-class music and ballads. One day, Peter, who was only a clerk, arrived back from his lunch a quarter hour late for work.
DeRose.
Yes, sir?
The time is now exactly 2:15, which means you're a quarter of an hour late for work. The lunch hours of this organization are 1 to 2. What have you to see?
I went down to the Haviland Music Company.
To Haviland's? Who for?
For myself, I guess.
And for what particular reason?
I composed a song.
Ah, a composer, eh? And tell me, Mr. Beethoven, what did Haviland think of your masterpiece?
They gave me $25 for it.
Is that so? Well, now I'd like you to do something for me.
Yes, sir? What is it?
Go up to the cashier. Ask him to make up your pay to lunchtime today. When you got that, get your hat and get out. But quick.
Which, when you come to think of it, was hardly an enthusiastic reception for the placing of Peter's first song. But listen, although DeRose sold that song outright for $25, it sold over 1 million copies for its publisher. It certainly wasn't a financial success for DeRose, but it did put him on the map in the music world. The song was "When You're Gone, I Won't Forget You," a forerunner of Peter's beautiful hit of later years, "In the Marketplace of Old Monterey."
I came to spend a little time one day in the marketplace of old Monterey. Met a senorita there, bought a rose for her to wear in the marketplace of old Monterey. We lingered there until the moon was high, till the smoke rings from my ship kissed the sky. Then we held each other close while we whispered adios in the marketplace of old Monterey. I keep hearing blue waves singing when the sea is calm and still. I keep hearing church bells ringing as I pray someday they will. I know I'll hurry back to her once more when it's springtime on that far distant shore. And somehow I feel she knows that my heart went with the rose in the marketplace of old Monterey. And somehow I feel she knows that my heart went with the rose in the marketplace of old Monterey.
Three years after Peter got his first break, a new form of entertainment hit the realms of entertainment.
Well, if it isn't my old buddy, Peter DeRose.
Hiya, Ted. How's Trex?
Just fine and dandy, Pete. Our ex got booking for 6 months straight. We open in Chicago next week. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to take a job with a radio station.
With a radio station? For the love of Mike, why?
Well, you know that girl, May Singy Breen?
The one that sings and plays the ukulele?
That's her. Well, May and I are teamed up together, and we're going on radio as the sweethearts of the air.
Oh, Pete, you're crazy. There's no future in radio. Why, it's just a novelty. Be like us, get into vaudeville and know where you're going for the next 6 months.
No, Ted. I guess we'll give radio a fly. You never can tell. It may come good.
And believe me, it did come good. For Peter and May's act was one of the top attractions of the National Broadcasting Company for a period of 16 years. Needless to say, this medium gave composer Peter a new outlet to plug his songs, and he didn't neglect it. In 1927, he wrote that cute song, I Just Roll Along Having My Ups and Downs.
So I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. When it's a love affair, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, whether it's hot or cold, I don't care. When my sweetie turns me down, that don't bother me. So I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. When my sweetie turns me down, that don't bother me. So I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long.
Peter wrote many other numbers, including Muddy Water around this time, and became a well-established member of the Tin Pan Alley fraternity. He also married his partner, May Singy Breen. Maybe this was his inspiration for one of the loveliest pop tunes of all time, Deep Purple. Its story is an interesting one.
How did you come to write Deep Purple, Pete?
Oh, it was just one of those things. The melody came along and I developed it. Turned it into a piano solo.
Yeah, but that was back in 1934. You didn't make a song of it till 1939, 5 years later.
That's right. You see, when I first wrote it, I figured its range might be too hard for the average pop singer.
Too good for him also?
Oh, no, hardly that. But you see, the ordinary know-how of pop songwriting calls for an easy range and, if possible, something pretty simple. Deep Purple had neither. Was, for a start, unusual, and with its range, looked to me to be purely a bet for the instrumental field.
And you were right. Paul Whiteman recorded it, didn't he?
He sure did, and beautifully, too. The number, as I anticipated, became a real good seller.
But when you turned it into a song in 1939...
Ah, that's where the great lyric writer Mitchell Parrish comes in. If you remember, Hoagy Carmichael's famous Stardust literally gathered dust for a few years after he wrote it.
Come to think of it, I do.
Well, it was Mitchell Parrish who wrote a lyric to it. You know the rest. It put Hoagy on the map.
And with Deep Purple?
The case is not quite similar. It sold very well as a piano solo, but when Mitch Parrish wrote his lovely lyric for it, well, you know the rest.
Don't we all? For today, Deep Purple is regarded as one of the finest pieces of popular songwriting in existence. A classic of its kind.
When the deep purple clouds over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name. Again, I hold you tight, though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lover will always meet here in my deep purple.
When the first of the crooners, Rudy Vallee, was at the peak of his popularity, Peter DeRose was lucky enough to interest him in a new song he'd written to a lyric by Harry Tobias. And don't forget that in those days, Vallee was the world's number one song plucker. The number was When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver. Result? Another DeRose hit.
Turned to silver, I will love you just the same. rain will stray. When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you as today.
Result of their humble beginnings, or maybe it was just one of those things, but Peter DeRose was to collaborate with another songwriter who'd touched rock bottom before he was to write a hit. I refer to Billy Hill, who's already been represented in this series. When Billy had landed his famous Last Roundup at the top of the hit parades, Louis Bernstein, top executive of big music publishers Shapiro, Bernstein and Company, brought the boys together and said,
I think you boys should team up. You, Peter, have a definite flair for beauty and melody. You, Billy, have got a new approach to the hillbilly type of song. Somehow, I think that working together, you could turn out something pretty good.
Sounds like a swell idea to me, Pete. What do you think?
Well, we've got nothing to lose on it. And if Mr. Bernstein thinks we'd make a good team, why, let's go.
And this pair really did go. Within the space of 3 short years, they gave us a bunch of real hits like
Have You Ever Been Lonely?
Down the Oregon Trail.
Not forgetting Wagon Wheels and Rain.
Yes, but there was another one, too. The charming In a Mission by the Sea.
Dreams I'm wishing I could be in the little mission by the sea, where we heard the organ playing a moonlight reverie. Through the years the moonlight has remained till the mission windows have been stained with a memory of you, dear, the night you came to me. Maybe I shall hear once more, dear, the echo of the village choir. Maybe you'll come near once more, dear, and keep alive this flickering fire. Maybe then the angelus will waken memories that should never be forsaken. Then we'll meet once more in the mission by Angelus will waken memories that should never be forsaken. Then we'll meet once more in the moonlight in the mission by the sea.
Through the passing years, Peter DeRose has hardly had a year without one outstanding hit in it. And that's the real test of songwriting. Quite a few composers manage to write a bestseller and then fade into complete oblivion. But the real writers, with a song in their heart, like Old Man River, well, you know the rest. By way of complete change of style, Peter DeRose gave us another smash only a couple of short years ago. The cheery 24 Hours of Sunshine.
There are 24 hours of sunshine every day that you're in love. There are 24 hours of sunshine and flowers with rainbows up above. Let the rain fall, the night fall, or anything that might fall, there's one thing I'm positive of. There are 24 hours of sunshine every day when you're in love. Let the rain fall, the night fall, or anything that might fall, there's one thing I'm positive of. There are 24 hours of sunshine every day.
DeRose has recently turned his talent to writing musical comedy, and doubtless will succeed in this field as he's done with Pops. But if he was destined to never write another song, he'll be remembered in the years to come as the writer of the perennial Deep Purple. That will always be Peter DeRose's signature tune, and it will be to this particular session. But before we make it our finale, we'll have another of his more recent hits.
Made you the angel you are. Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little charmer by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star?
It seems they made the sunshine only twice, in your sweet smile and paradise. So tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? That made you the angel you are.
And as long as my heart will beat, love will always meet here in my deep purple dream.
And so we end the Peter DeRose story with our thanks to him for the many lovely melodies he's given us. The artists reviving his songs and times were Walter Pym, Keith Hudson, Don Moore, Eula Parker and her Parkettes, Max Blake and Horry Dargie's Quartet. Your narrator was John Morgan. Orchestra and chorus under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.